Welcome to the Shoot the Breeze podcast with your host Vinny, Rob and Nello. This podcast contains strong language throughout. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody and welcome to episode 90 of the Shoot the Breeze podcast. Sorry we have been away. Have we missed 1 week? Or is this two weeks we missed?
One, I believe.
One. That's not too bad. It feels longer, lads. It feels longer since I was talking to you.
Yeah, it's the pandemic. It makes us miss everybody.
Yeah. I saw Rob at the beach on Saturday.
I was about to say, none of us bumped into each other at all this weekend. I was shooting a music video in Donabay, and I got to see basically a good selection of my friends out of the blue that I hadn't seen in months, and it was a very strange, jarring moment, to be perfectly honest. I was just like, all right, lads. And then one of the lads was saying, oh, yeah, sure, the rest of them are down there. And as I was getting all my gear out of the car, I saw about a few that were dipping in for a swim. And I was like, it felt really strange. It felt really, really strange seeing everybody because I didn't expect to see anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I bumped into everyone and I was like, how's life been for the last 6 months? I haven't seen any of these. But,
it was a good day.
That looks like a cracking spot for a swim, though, in fairness.
That's stunning. Yeah. I haven't got in yet because it's too cold, but I will.
Get up there that, bouncy, get in the water.
So what, you just go for the chats, like?
No, we go for a run. We all go for a run, and then I have to say get in for a swim.
Oh, and you bitch out, like?
Yeah, exactly. Says your man, I need to do that training. Get myself up to speed on how to be able to get into cold water.
You just get into water, you breathe normally. That's all you do. It's not rocket science.
Nah, but see, the thing is, when you're getting into really cold water, your body has a habit of like quickening up at your breath,
I know.
And then you end up, but it's all about remaining calm. And
yeah.
In through your belly and into your chest and out.
Let it in, let it out. Let it in, let it out.
how have you all been? Keeping COVID free?
I
had a lovely weekend.
I'm trying to find this stat, lads. I meant to send it to you. Did you see this statistic? And I don't want to speak out of school here with the old science community that's obviously listening, because we're massive informers of scientists and everything. We provide all the information.
Yeah.
But apparently there's like a outdoor spreading of like...
0.01%.
0.01 or
0.1?
I think it's 0.1, sorry.
0.1%.
So
that means we should all be sitting outside pubs having pints and having food because we're grand, lads. That's all I heard.
Saturday was fairly close to that now. It was a fucking great day. There was a lad playing a guitar with a speaker. There was a wide green space with plenty of space between the next person and my can. It was lovely.
Now, was there, I was working on Saturday. I don't know if you can see that,
you can't. You're always doing something.
I was building a bench.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I was building the relationships.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I was doing.
I was building a bench out in my garden. I saw the text messages all floating around about people meeting up for a walk and then going to get cocktails or something like that. Then I was like, it's turned into a bit of a sesh, but I was like, I'm working away here, so got to get this done while the weather is good. But
I was going to join, but
many people there, like, obviously because the weather was fantastic. So what was like, was the place black with people?
It was.
He's trying to be discreet about how many people were there, but I was going to pop over.
Not in your circle, but just in general, in the vicinity of it, like, was there fucking, because there's videos going around today from footage that's shot in like Ringsend and in like around like Grand Canal Dock and stuff like that, and Ringsend, and there was
That's
my neighborhood, Vinny. Don't speak down of my neighborhood.
Yeah, did you, see the shit that was going on Saturday? There was like just fucking, it was a big proper sesh. Like, there was a couple of hundred people floating around there.
That's up by Sarah. So Sarah lives up in Milltown, and that's like along the Dodder. And there's just been people there all the time. As soon as the crowds open and there's a bit of sunshine, it's just everyone out there having cans and coffees and all on the parks like this. I think, look, we've said this a lot on this podcast. Like, people are fucking sick of this shit now. Like, and especially if there's reports like that, you know, that once you're, like, everyone's taking, we can't speak for everyone, but like, if we were all to meet up, we'd all be taking our precautions outside, having a few beers or whatever, and then that'd be it. Like, and people are just getting sick at this stage, it feels like.
Yeah, like, there was what, in the green space that we were in, there was probably a couple of hundred people, maybe more.
Well, you know,
big green space, but there was loads of different groups. Everybody was sitting away from the people next to them. Well, from all the people I saw, it was actually I think there was one group on the far side of the green that they seemed to be acting the maggot a little bit. But most people were doing what they were supposed to be doing, and everybody was cleaning up after themselves. And the guards were walking around just checking, making sure everyone was behaving. And then it got to around 6 o'clock, and then the guards came over and they were like, "All right, folks, trying to move on now. Because the more people are getting, the closer people are getting, and we can't have that." So we're like, "Yeah, fine, that's grand, we'll head off." So that's what we did. But it was lovely to be able to just go into a shop, get a few cans, and sit down on the grass, listen to music, talk to people I haven't seen in about 9 months. It was nice.
Yeah, we done it a few weeks ago. We done on Paddy's Day up in Dartmouth Square, and it was the same situation, about 100, 200 people in the green in there. But like, again, we had our little group, and like, we were all kind of sectioned off, same thing, have one or two cans. It's just nice to sit there and just fucking talk to people, like, you know?
Yeah. This is true. What were we going to say?
But yeah, this is, we're all starting to rebel slowly. Baby step rebellion.
Baby step rebellion. for sure. We said that we were going to chat about movies and TV shows and stuff like that. There hasn't been a huge amount of Leinster won the Pro 14, which was good. Beat Munster. Munster kind of didn't show up really, and Leinster won that, and then we're into the quarter final now of the Heineken Cup. And that's on. It was because we had a walkover, basically, because we were playing the French side, and a couple of their backroom staff, and I think one or two players tested positive. Like, so we got awarded a walkover there. So we're in the semi final of that. We probably would have won that game anyway. Like, to be fair, like, Leinster's form of late has been pretty unstoppable. Like, you know, so
so there's no postponements in rugby. It's just if you get COVID, you're gonzo.
Well, I think now it kind of ranges, like, because in the Six Nations, like, they postponed the game against Scotland and France, like, you know, they postponed it the week after the kind of the tournament had finished. But I suppose it kind of just depends on the different competitions, like, and what kind of rules they have set out, like, to at the start of the season, like, you know. And and I think the Heineken Cup were like, if they obviously were kind of the opinion that, like, we can't delay it anymore because stadiums are booked for finals and stuff like that or whatever, and things. And
makes sense.
This is the time frame that we got to stick to. And if you can't keep your stuff and if you can't keep your powder dry, then that's what's going to happen. And I think, I think that's what happened there at the weekend. So, I think that could just be a tournament by tournament or whatever, like, basis, like, you know.
Get that. In terms of stuff to watch, I have fallen victim to the Marvel Universe, and I'm now watching all of their fucking shows. And I foresee
WandaVision, or is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking garbage. Did you watch it? I bet you liked it because of the cinematography.
No, I didn't. No. What happened? What happened with WandaVision was kind of a bit of a piss take for like four or five episodes because
it's the worst that you have to watch.
You had showrunners that just essentially said, "We're going to just make every type of show that's been made over the last four or five decades and make it," which was like total troll. I thought it was like a trolling kind of thing because they just knew that it was the first bit of Marvel stuff they've released in however long. And
but they actually made the shit program.
It wasn't great, it wasn't terrible, but the Falcon Winter Soldier looks good. I've watched the three of them at the moment.
I've watched two episodes of the Falcon Winter Soldier. It's all right.
Yeah, but WandaVision, what are you expecting from their fucking...
I nearly threw the TV out the window. It was awful.
Yeah, you do have to just kind of, I guess, stick through the first three episodes. It's not great.
I can't even compare it to anything else. It's that bad.
Yeah, the thing came out today, though, the trailer for the Loki. Loki one, look, the trailer looks really good.
They're really flying the horse on this, aren't they?
Yeah, they have to, though. It's like this
very Gordon Elliott-esque of them.
it kind of seems to me like any character in Marvel is now, because they're kind of, they've used all the heavy hitters, like, you know, of all like the Captain America and the Incredible Hulk and Thor and all that stuff and Iron Man, they've kind of used all the heavy hitters. Now it kind of seems like any secondary or tertiary character, like the janitor in the show, is now getting his own spin-off fucking thing. That's kind of what it seems like.
Because they can't afford the big boys anymore.
The thing is, it's weird at this stage. It's just strange that it's becoming this thing where like all the content that's out there is essentially just kind of Marvel-driven. You know the kind of way? Like, it's just... they're creating, it feels like in a couple of years, it'll just be like superhero shows now will be a fucking genre, which they are already. Like, you have The Boys, which is I haven't watched any of that, but apparently that's really good. Like, but that's another, it's like a superhero spin-off and all. It's just this genre that didn't exist fucking 10 years ago. But that's now everywhere.
Have you watched the DC Justice League, the new version, the new edition or whatever?
Yeah, I've had about 50 other things that I should have been watching. And I watched 4 hours of that fucking garbage.
I put it on and I was like, oh, it must be new. And I was like, Liz was there when I was watching. I was like, I know I've seen this before. And I was like, I'm pretty. And then I saw a bit I didn't recognize. I was like, maybe I didn't. I spent the first hour and a half going, didn't I see this fucking film? And then I was like, oh, 3 hours left. I was like, what the fuck?
3 hours of it. How 4 hour long movie?
4 hours. Did you not know about that? The Snyder Cut, no?
Yeah, no. That one.
Yeah. Vinny. It's the Snyder Cut.
Just watch it. See, it's much easier.
So what happened was
I can't tell you what the idea.
Oh, is this the director that like he had a family emergency or something like that when they were like
he had a death in his family, yeah.
Yeah, and then his
daughter died.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember you talking to me about this. So he made his own cut of the movie, but it's 4 hours long.
It's not only is it 4 hours long, it's also in the dimensions of 4:3, which I'm surprised you didn't mention already, Nello, because I'd say that really pissed you off, because it pissed me off. So he has it in 4:3 instead of in 16:9, which is 16:9 is widescreen. 4:3 would be more like an IMAX aspect ratio for when you're watching it on a massive screen in the cinema. So to realize his artistic direction, they released it in 4:3. So basically you've got borders like a box that size essentially on your TV. Like, it just makes no sense. But of course, idiot here, watch it, you know.
This is where, right, people like you and Vinny, you creative types. This is where you just take
hold on now, wait a second. Wait, hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't throw me in the same fucking boat as this fella, right?
All right, okay.
Hey, wait whoa, a second. Whoa. Hang on.
No, you're more mainstream creative. He's fringe creative, right?
But yeah, yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, I'll take that. Like,
what you
make videos of bakeries.
Look at me.
Hold on. I know, yeah, but you bought a pair of 501 jeans there, like you fucking hipster.
I tried to buy a pair of that. They're going back. They're actually going back. They're the worst.
And you're such a hipster thing. You bought them off Amazon as well.
Yeah, because they're like 120 fucking euro to buy here. It's 60 quid on Amazon.
Are they, so are they like, are they 105s? Like, it's like, are they phonies? Like,
they're, well, they, I hope they are, because they're terrible. They are,
they're like, the most... they're Levi Roots.
But I don't know. Maybe I've just come accustomed to wearing skinnier jeans. They just seem really strange having a straight leg jean on that just kind of is baggy. I haven't worn baggy jeans since I was like fucking 12 or something, like 13.
Yeah, not just quite boot cut, but like, yeah, they're not like, yeah, 501s were never like, they were skin, like they were, as in like they were straight legs, like they're straight legs, like they're not skinny fit or whatever.
Well, but I remember them being straighter legged than they are. They're very wide legged, and I'm a wide legged man. I'm not trying to, you know, say I'm a skinny person. I've got big legs, but they're just strange. They're as wide as they are at your thighs as they are at your ankle, and it just doesn't make any sense.
They kind of look like bell-bottom jeans, like.
I don't know what they are, but they're going back. I don't know how to return anything with Amazon. I think you just throw it, and Jeff Bezos sends like a little alien to pick it up or something, does he?
It's actually the like. To be fair, now I've sent back a couple of things with Amazon that I bought over lockdown. Pretty straightforward to do, like, you know.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good at like refunding you fucking sharpish, like, you know. Yeah, yeah, they're pretty good, but at that. Yeah,
I am a hipster. It's my cross to bear, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I watched Your Honor, Cranston, which I thought was very good. Set in New Orleans, about his son is involved in a hit and run, and yeah, it's just. It fucking lots of twists and turns and at points you're just like, oh shit, it's all gonna come undone, and then managed to get away with it and kick the can down the road a little bit, but it was very entertaining.
I really should. Didn't watch it.
Oh, hey, you haven't seen it?
No, I didn't watch it. I don't know why. I just never got around to it. I've been watching other little bits and bobs. But I will get around to watching it.
I think yours are on the Line of Duty
trailer
as well.
I think it's. I'm not a Line of Duty. I've never watched any of it. But.
I'm into the Line of Duty. It's good.
Yeah, I've never good watched stuff. It myself.
I also watched Thespiracy. Did you watch Thespiracy?
Go on, tell me about it. You're going to save the planet. Go on.
No.
I want to watch it.
Vinny watches a documentary.
My only thing about it is I watched the trailer for it because the fella that I went to school with like posted on Facebook about it, and he was just like, "Now tell me after watching this that you're gonna still eat fish." And I was like, "Oh, what is he on? What shite is he on about?"
That's a bit of a point. Now I had prawns for my dinner after watching it. So I'm not gonna say anything. But I felt bad about eating them, but they were fucking delicious. But it's just.
But is it more is, so not yes. highlighting the kind of like mass factory farming, like, or the mass kind of factory trawlers, like, and all that, and mass, it's, and all, like, all the kind of.
And it's, like, apparently, prawns is all like slave labor and all that kind of stuff and all that shit. But, like, it's a bit mad, but I had them in the freezer, so they were going into the day. I'm not buying them. I'm not throwing them out. You know, in a way. That's a waste.
Yeah. I'm not putting money in Mr. Dunn's doors pocket anymore, like, you know.
But you know the way you have this habit of watching documentaries and then changing the way you eat? I wouldn't watch it if I were you.
Who?
Remember you watched that one and you were like, oh, I'm going plant-based for a while.
Yeah. I think I did. I did the whole vegan thing for a day. And then it was too hard.
You're a trooper.
I did it when I was on tour. I did it when we had 2 weeks of festival. So I was away for 2 weeks. Now, this was about 2 years ago. And so on the first day, I was just decided, I was like, right, okay, I'm going to try to eat vegan for this 2 week trip, basically. And we were traveling all around Europe and stuff. And the first day we were we flew from Dublin to London, and then we were in London for a day before we flew off. And so that first day I ate vegan, but then the next day we were in Spain or something like that, I think. And I was just oh, there's no food. Everything has got all the vegetarian options have all got cheese on them and all that shit, or there's bread. Yeah. I can't have any of that. So then I was right now, fuck this. Being vegan is too hard. I'll just do vegetarian. And I did vegetarian for about a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then halfway through, we played a gig in Portugal. And and then Nello and a couple of me were at this festival. And we went out for a meal, and I ate a whole Serrano ham. I don't know. Yeah, I just got a big plate of meat. I was just now fuck this. This ham is unbelievable.
On that topic, right, of when you just, it sounds so foreign now to say that you were on tour, touring around Europe for 2 weeks. Do you reckon when it all comes back, they'll have to ease all the performers you won't be able to go and do hour and a half fucking sets at festivals just because of stamina.
Wasn't that, there was a gig in Barcelona, 1,000 people last week.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think as soon as we're told that a gig is happening and it's gonna go ahead for sure, there'll be lads chomping at the bit,
adrenaline alone will get you through, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And also then, you're obviously going to go into fucking some serious rehearsals for 2 weeks beforehand, number one, just to kind of get yourself gig ready, with playing songs that you haven't played in fucking a year and a half, 2 years, there's offers coming in for some festivals around Europe towards the end of this year. We're looking about doing some shows around Ireland at the end of this year. And then next year, all going well, should be pretty busy, But again, it's all up in the air. It's all if and maybe and potential, and TBC stuff. But
Have they said Picnic is going to go ahead? I heard talk of that, but I think that's just to sell tickets.
Yeah, probably. I was chatting to somebody in MCD about this, and they were just obviously they're just saying the same. Reading and Leeds is meant to be going ahead, and a couple of other festivals are saying that they're going to go ahead. But if you think right now we're in April, right, and you can't travel more than 5 kilometers. I know that's changing now to within your county in 2 or 3 or whatever, by the 12th or something like that, that's changing. But still, and then you can meet one other household outside or some shit like that. I can't see how it goes from that when we're in April to all of a sudden having 80,000 people in Strad Valley,
Yeah,
I just can't. That's just not going to happen. No matter how you cut, there's no way that they're going to go from there's no way the ramp up of easing restrictions is going to allow for 82,000 people in a fucking, in a forest and in fields.
I got the goo for a gig last weekend, maybe the weekend before, to scratch them a live stream, but not a live stream. So one of my mates, Jar, directed a video for the scratch. It was like an hour long gig, and it was like the best crack. It just made me miss fucking standing. Like, I was just like, if something like Picnic goes ahead again, I feel like they should be the first band booked for like each night of the main stage, just to match the level of session.
Yeah.
That everyone's going to have. Just let them play.
Like, yeah, it was
Phoenix Park. Or
it
something
was to do with it was a year anniversary from their album coming out.
Yeah,
and yeah, they're a great band. Like, you know, they're such good crack. Like, and they're lovely guys. Yeah, like they're lovely guys in general. Like, but and then they're all fucking serious musicians. Like, but yeah, like Electric Picnic will go ahead at some point. It's not going to go ahead this year, and. Like, it's the same, like, they're still advertising for our show in Malahide Castle that's meant to be happening in June. And, like, there's no way that, like, I just can't see them having 26,000 people in Malahide Castle. Like, you know? I just can't. I just can't see it. Like, you know, I just can't see them allowing that many people like in a like confined space of like the setup. And it's not confined space, it's a big open fucking spot, but even still, I just can't see it.
Yeah,
it was like, yeah, I'd love for it too, but I don't. And then MCD are talking about having another date reserved for later on in the year, but even that, like the date that they've suggested, it's not that far away either. Like, you know, and I just,
yeah,
as much like, here, listen, I'd love to play a gig like as soon as possible, but at the same time I'm trying to measure my expectations and I don't think we're talking next summer before things will actually start to happen again, like, you know, before outside shows will start to happen again, let alone indoor shows, let alone whatever 15,000 people in the Three Arena, you know.
We'll all have to be jabbed. Which we're doing well at, lads. Apparently, according to the old statistics, we're not that bad. We're not as bad as we thought.
Yeah, like per capita, like we're not bad, but like for the size, like if you compare us to other countries of our size, we're doing terrible. Like
or the other territory, you know? We're not doing great.
Yeah, well,
like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, the other territory that's up the road from us, like, you know, on the same fucking island. They're done. Like,
yeah, well, you know, we won't take the Brits' help, though. Like, if we take the Brits' help, we're good.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, no, see, the thing was that was going on last week, everyone being like, oh, yeah, the English are not giving us vaccines. And I was like, listen to the news, lads. Like, they're saying that, yeah, they will, but only when they finish their own vaccine program, which they still have.
Imagine us, you know? The Brits, a lot of vaccines. Not a chance until everybody was done.
Yeah.
No way.
Exactly. So that's all they're saying. They're like, we'll give any leftover vaccines we have, but our vaccine rollout has to finish first. And then they were like, and then also, like, we're duty bound to give some to third world countries and stuff like that or whatever.
The Commonwealth, you know, they have as well, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I think we should have been hitting up Joe Biden a long time ago. Be like, yo, America, my brother.
Yeah, fuck, we'll just bail the Russians. We need that J&J one. We need that one job and you're done job. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started off talking about like TV shows and movies, and then we just got back to COVID. Like.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
There's some good action movies coming out, lads. We're going to talk about specifically Korean films.
Yeah, but that's something you love.
I've never watched a Korean film in my life. Do I want to? Yes.
Parasite? Parasite wasn't.
I haven't watched Parasite.
Parasite wasn't Korean, was it?
It was South Korean. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, good.
That's not Korean films.
Not Korean films.
Huh?
So those North Korean films I had to come by, but the South Koreans are mad for making movies.
Oh, yeah. There is
that one.
go to America, the Korean family go to America, it's being hyped up for all these Academy Awards.
That's Minari. Minari? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. And yeah, there's a couple, like, there's just, it's a strange thing. What I was going to say, actually, when we brought up the film thing was, would you pay for any of these, like, premier things that are happening at the moment? Like,
I would, but I have a dodgy box, so I don't need it. But I have in the past paid for films.
Like, 20 quid for, like, a premiere of a, like, the Hollywood film. Like, for example, what's coming out soon? Like,
if the new Bond film... If the new Bond film was 30 quid, I'd pay it.
Yeah, I probably would myself, just to get a buzz. But.
I wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. For me, the enjoyment of seeing, like, new movies or whatever, like, and especially if it's a movie that I would like to go see, is going to the cinema, like, you know. And if I can't go to the cinema and get that experience, then I kind of don't want to sit at home and get and have that experience. I'll kind of just wait, like, you know, and then watch it on my TV, like, you know, in whatever 6 months time or something like that, or whatever it may be. But
yeah,
the whole thought of, like, paying, and the thing is, like, I can kind of see people's points, because it happened with us with live streams, like, you know, where people are kind of like, oh yeah, if it's for free, I'll watch it, but if I got to pay for it, I'm not going to, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I can see that, but I'm also of that opinion, being like, I'm not like, I'll pay it if I can go to the cinema and watch it, because yeah, like, I enjoy going to the cinema and seeing that experience and hearing the big fucking sound system and on the big screen and stuff like that. Whereas yeah, like, watching something in my sitting room, like, you know, and the fucking lights are on and it's bright outside, I'm just, yeah, so I don't know, it's kind of ruined the atmosphere for me, like, you know.
We'll do it next week. We'll do, like, some kind of, like, we'll go either, like, our top fives, or we'll go, like, a draft of films or something from a certain year. You're only allowed to pick your top five or something like that. Yeah. You know, if the other person has picked it, you're not allowed to pick it, kind of thing. We'll do something like that.
I'll watch a couple of films. I did watch that Kong against Godzilla, the new one. I want to
watch that. Well, yeah, I'll watch that as well, and we'll all have a chat about that.
Sure.
Yeah, grand. And we won't talk about COVID next week, all right?
No, we won't even mention it. Not a word.
Unless something fucking drastic happens in the next week.
No, even if something really good happens, but and we have great news, we can't talk about it.
No.
Yeah, something really good happens. It's not like a TV show. All right, okay, right here. Well, sure, we'll leave it there for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for stopping by, checking out this week's episode of the Shoot the Breeze podcast. Please do not forget to subscribe and leave a rating wherever you get your podcast fix from, because we do appreciate it. And don't forget to spread the word of the Shoot the Breeze podcast. But until next week, we'll chat to you later. Stay safe, look after one another, and yeah, have a good one.
Peace.
Watch Kong and Godzilla.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to you later.
Right, see you there, boys.
Bye.